We were breaking down the Chiefs a little bit earlier. Mark, what did you say about Pat Mahomes? You didn't say best ever, did you?
No, I didn't say best ever.
Okay.
Right now, he's the best ever.
Yeah,
but,
he's the best
he's still,
ever.
He's still got a lot. He's got a lot to prove, but at this point right now, he's the best quarterback in the game.
Jimmy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
I missed that.
So what do you think about what Mark said about Pat Mahomes? Is he the best quarterback right now in the NFL, or is it Russ Wilson?
Oh, by far. And, you know, he has a lot of help from Coach Reed and Eric Bieniemy. Last night, the game plans were far, far more advanced than what Baltimore could throw on the field. He has a lot of help. I can name all of Kansas City's receivers and backs, but I can't name on Baltimore's team, I can't name any one of their receivers or backs. The only one I can name is Mark Ingram and Lamar. That's all I see in the offense. Kansas City does an amazing job as far as spreading the ball around. You have multiple formations, multiple personnels, and it didn't – I was looking at their first 10 plays. They didn't switch one time. And you're talking about going against a Baltimore defense that was probably one of the best in the NFL this year.
So I was saying earlier in the hour, I didn't like Lamar Jackson's comments after the game. He kind of felt defeated. He lost the game, but I don't want to see Lamar Jackson thinking that he can't beat this Chiefs team.
Well, no, you don't like to hear that, you know. And I'm sure he's defeated by the way that they lost last night. You know, it probably wasn't a good thing to say. You don't want your teammates hearing that. You're defeated, but you know, he'll learn. He'll learn. He's still young in his career, and he'll learn what to say and what not to say.
Did you have a team you faced when you were on the Jaguars that you felt like, man, we just can't beat these guys?
Chiefs.
Well, we felt like that against the Tennessee Titans the year that we in 99. We went 14-2, and the only two teams that we lost to were the Tennessee Titans. And yeah, it was in the back of our minds that we couldn't beat them, but will we say that? No. No, but I could tell that, you know, me, myself, and Keenan McCardle, and, you know, we had to be the rah-rah guys and the leaders on that team in order to get the guys going, you know, when we faced Tennessee Titans, because they just happened to be in our heads when we were playing them, and they matched up good against us, and we just could not get over the hump of the Tennessee Titans. You see the same thing with the Baltimore Ravens going against the Kansas City Chiefs.
This your boy Lil Mac, man. First of all, I want to congratulate you on being nominated again for the Hall of Fame. You know, I was talking to the guys in the studio. I know, it's a lot of politics that go into it. But I know, you know, from the player standpoint, when we talk about guys making it to the Pro Bowl, guys making it into the Hall of Fame, you know, being able to go against guys like yourself, Jerry Moss, Rizin, Irvin, some of the guys that's already got their gold jackets, and you know, going against you every time we had an opportunity to go against you, you know, we knew we could not let you get off. We couldn't let Keenan get off, and you know, we know Fred Taylor was going to do his thing as well. So I wanted to congratulate you on being nominated off the top. That's the first thing I want to do. And if I had the vote, man, you'll definitely get my vote.
Well, thank you, thank you. And you know, you feel the same way as I do. You know, the players and the fans and the coaches were voting. You know, it would be clear that you would see some guys get in. But, you know, you have people voting, and if they don't like you, or if you weren't a media darling, or if you weren't their favorite player, you don't get in. And it shouldn't be like that. The criteria should be, you know, stats and the impact that you made on the field as a player and the impact you made for your team to get wins. And it doesn't seem like guys are getting their due. There are guys that have been nominated for the Hall of Fame for years and should have been in there for years. But
Eric Allen, like I throw that out there. Eric Allen.
Eric Allen should have been in the Hall of Fame. He should have been in there before Ty Law and Champ Bailey. But again, you know, Eric wasn't a media darling. He just went out there and did work. He went out there and did work, and then shut the receivers down, shut Michael Irvin down. But, you know, if you won the media darling, and if you won their favorite player, you're not going to get the recognition from those Hall of Fame voters, and I'm afraid I fall in that same category. But I'm going to call them out, though.
I know. I just did.